Fred, I don't know what my old woman gave me for dinner today, but I didn't know what I ate it. That voice you heard was a typical London Cockney, and what he meant to say was, I don't know what my wife gave me for lunch today, but I really shouldn't have eaten it. Anyway, let's hear a bit more about him. I'm a funny kind of fella in a funny kind of way. I don't mean laughing funny, I mean peculiar, as they say. I'm what my friends and relatives call rather weak inside. And although I know I've got to eat some food I can't abide, I had some jam on kippers once and had to go to bed. And when the doctor, he came round, what do you think he said? Well, you didn't oughta eat it. That's what the doctor said. I didn't oughta eat it, I answered from my bed. He said, you do that again, young man, I'm sure you will regret it. Eating jam on kippers. No, you didn't oughta eat it. Sounds horrible anyway. Now, I'm very fond of animals, and I once went to the zoo. I like to study animals when I've nothing much to do. Well, I had some sandwiches with me made of pepper, sauce and chutney. My auntie makes them up for me. She's got a pub at Putney. Well, it's the only thing that rhymes with chutney, you see. Well, I thought as I was tasting one, it seemed a little odd, when an elephant stretched out his trunk and scoffed the blooming lot. Well, he didn't eat it, and you ought to have seen him bunk. No, he didn't eat it. There were sparks all round his trunk. The keeper said, give me a bite, I've got to go and get it. I said, well, taste it first, then you'll find out why he didn't eat it. Here, I once went to the Derby to see the horses run, and there I saw a fairground, and I thought I'd have some fun. I saw some freaks and waxworks and acrobats on boards, and a little bloke in coloured tights, he said he swallowed swords. Well, I had a friend of mine with me, a bloke they called Jim Mullin. He said, I'll do that. Grabbed a sword and shoved it down his gullet. Well, he didn't eat it. And the bloke didn't half get mad. He said he didn't eat it. That's the only sword I had. I said, well, if you want it back, I'm afraid you'll never get it. Because it never had no handle on. He didn't eat it. I wonder how many of you repeated that last line with me.